I just want to choose one or two things and then we pray, because there is a burden in the spirit. The more God finds out that you are effective in utilizing the tools and resources and utensils that He has given to you, the more He will be giving you more assignments to execute. Because you can look around and think, just because there are many people that, especially since we are in the eastern part of Nigeria, that there are many people that are Christians, that it will mean that the agenda that is in the heart of God is should be executed. The more people, is it not true? The more people we have, then the more the work of God should be done. But the reverse is the case. More people in churches, more demons, more devils, more corruption, more violence, all kinds of things, more churches, more trouble. The worst part these days is that our focus now is pastors are more possessed than their members. So if pastors that should be helping people need heavy help, and I'm not saying this, I'm saying it because it's a burden, because there are many things that we see because of the privilege that we have as a result of the growth in grace. So many people can tell us some things you will never know. They can't tell you. Why would they tell you? It didn't take me time to find out that the reason why people tell people stuff, that it's not because they want to tell anybody. It's because, first of all, they will check, in telling you, can I be helped? So if I cannot be helped, it's tattle tale. It's just storytelling. If you tell somebody that can't help you, you will tell another person. Another person will tell another person. It will just be a cycle of stories. When I was doing youth service many years ago, a young man met me. He's from Kogi State. He told me that his problem is that if he sleeps, it will seem as if a hand will take him and bring him to his village, the shrine in his village, because they said he's the one that is supposed to take over as the priest of that shrine. Meanwhile, the man is doing youth service with me far away from his village. But he cannot close his eyes. To close his eyes is nightmare. Now, the problem with what I'm saying is that he has met people and they gave him counseling. Prayed for him in the name of Jesus. Counsel, just read your Bible, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day. Only for the young man to close his eyes. They took him forcefully. And anything they are doing to him there is appearing on his body, appearing in his life, literally. So as far as his experience is concerned, it is happening literally. Meanwhile, he is lying with us in the bed. So the guy behaves anyhow, he behaves, but people were not able to trace the origin of his misbehavior. That there are things he lacked the capacity to combat, and the only way he can respond to it is that way he is behaving. Until one day, he met me and said, in fact, after that thing, he said that, as far as he's concerned, that I'm the only man of God he knows. Of course, that's exaggeration. But you cannot blame him for the fact that he has sought help and he will meet Joshua, and Joshua will give him counseling. Huh? And as he's still talking to you, one of the demons will appear and be telling him, if you talk. Sometimes if you go and pray for some of your many pastors, some of their problem is that they try to put hand in cases that is beyond them, and those demons are angry, just like where he read, just because we have been leaving you, It's not as if, it's all that we have been living, we assume you are not up to our level. That's why we are leaving you. For you to come and put sansan for us, let's show you small. So he came and met me, and when I raised my voice in the name of Jesus, a guy those days, you know, people say I'm slim now. I'm slim, I believe, but those days I was almost half this size. You know, I fast. I even fast more than I fast those days. The only thing is that, what is the fate of a man that finished fasting and used garri and sugar? Sometimes garri, I mean, how can a man be breaking like that? Is equal to not eating anything, because garri has a way of drying. Garri na ami obara. So that one is not adding anything. The only reason why we are doing it is so that, are you an evil man? Huh? Don't be quick to answer. Are you an evil man? What is a mbadume? Somebody find mic for him. He said he doesn't know. He doesn't know what to. So I would have explained, but there are certain food you eat just for the benefit of holding your stomach. Not because it has any nutrient in it. The young man is almost double my size. But when I raised my voice in the name of Jesus, he fell. He almost hit his head on the wall. And then demons began to come out. Began to come out. When he finished, he now told me of all kinds of things he did, how he does charm, use his back, climb the mountain, and use hammer and nail people, all kinds of things the young man has done. We have to remove him from all those things, serve him Holy Ghost. When he drank it, we serve him Holy Ghost. My desire is to make all of you demon destroyers in the name of Jesus. Amen. That is the least realm. That is the expected realm believer, I don't say pastor, believer should be walking in. There are many things that is given to ministerial authority. There are many things that is traced to calling. But these ones I'm teaching you are the things that is traced to the believer. It's not about calling, it's the believer. It is just about, it's just a matter of consciousness, knowledge and consciousness. Of course, knowledge, consciousness, and action. If you don't know, you don't know. You can't kill yourself. You don't know. Even this speaking in tongues, they asked some people in the book of Acts chapter 19. They said that they have not even heard that there is anything like the Holy Ghost. Imagine something like that. So they didn't know. The Bible said in the book of Romans chapter 9, Romans chapter 10, he said that these people have not heard because nobody has preached to them. Have demons tormented you? It is a call. God is making a call, but you have not realized it, to rise up, not just to deal with that immediate demonic situation, but to rise up as a demon destroyer. I've said it. There is nothing that makes a clear-cut difference. There is nothing that emblazons the victory of Jesus Christ like the casting of devils. The problem, I know that there are many challenges in casting of devils, because also there is literally no other way to expose a fake Christian. The one that is living a secret life of sin, like casting of devils. Because you know thing about devils, huh? They are in different layers, different kinds, different levels, different functions. So there are devils you can cast. Oh, you spirit of infirmity, I bind you, those ones will be living. Until you meet, just as we are teaching, reduce a little, until you meet spirits that are wicked spirits, principal spirits. That's what he's trying to show you. Huh?
When you want to cast them, they refuse. The ones that Jesus told come out, they began to negotiate with Jesus. Their demons Jesus told to come out, they came out. Some saw him, came out even before he told them to come out. But he saw one, and the one was negotiating with him. Don't send us out of this territory. These kind of spirits have territorial influence. So no matter what you want to do, they don't want to leave the land. They have stayed for 100 years in your family. So a young man just arose one day and did one night vigil, 12 to 3 in the night, just 12 to 3, and said, all the demons in this family, I bind you. That's why many young men are in trouble, many young pastors. Demons that have stayed for 100 years, dealt with your great-grandfather, your grandfather, your father, and then you came and did 3 hours prayer. Even Jesus, they negotiated with him. How much more you? So when you begin to, are you getting the point? When you encounter such spirits, you have to have intelligence in the spirit so that you know how to apply your authority as a believer. You see, just because you have authority as a believer, when you misapply, you will not have results. And guess what? These spirits are intelligent enough to know that an average believer doesn't know the dynamics of the authority he has as a believer. And because you don't know the dynamics, the scope, the usage, there is how to use authority. So they will be manipulating your ignorance. They will be manipulating your incompetence. That is why when you come here, the first training we give you is a training in priesthood. Say after me, priesthood. You see, priesthood is educative. Priesthood is beyond prayer. Even though prayer is 80% of the education in priesthood. But if you get to the book of Leviticus, you will find out that there is what we call teaching priest. That means one of the demands of a priest is to receive the capacity to teach the ordinances and laws of God. Remember, the Ten Commandments is not all the revelation of the laws of God. It is just a revelation of his righteous nature. But there are laws. For everything God made, God instituted, he put a law in it. The functioning, the stability of God's creation and word is hinged on his law. So if there is no law backing the decrees of God, then he can come to you and change. If the Bible says that by his stripes you are healed, it will stand for this one and not stand for this one. If he stood for him, what does he say? It will mean that there is what? A law backing it. How many of you have studied sciences? There is what we call the law of gravity. It does not respect a white man. If he respects white men, they would have believed that they are not the same thing with us. If they can jump up and do one thing, but the law of gravity. If it is a law, it is the same thing in America, it is the same thing in Nigeria. Why? It is a law. So when God instituted marriage, he put a law in it. Instituted the church, put a law. Instituted the universe, put a law. I don't want to go far, because sometimes when I teach, some people say I teach a lot of mysteries, but that is the calling of my office. To unveil the mystery by the wisdom of God. There is a wisdom, there is something behind the heart of God that made him create things and make it the way they are. He doesn't need to explain to you. So what he does is to give you an instruction to obey. And in the obedience of the instruction, you will have the result. Are you getting my point? But if you want to gain mastery, say after me, mastery. If you want to gain mastery in the matter, you cannot be comfortable with that. You have to walk the path of knowledge to understand the wisdom behind what God constructed. It will mean that after some time, it is not just that we receive the capacity to replicate that result anywhere, anytime. You can teach men the same thing you know. So there are many things I've understood the laws. I can teach you. I can teach you that, where is my handkerchief? I can teach you that virtue can be communicated. And do I need to tell you? Even physical matter, all of them doesn't trap spiritual virtue at the same rate. I hope you know. There are people, when you lay hands on them, they conduct virtue better than others. There are people, they are insulators. So if you lay hands on them and tell them to lay hands on another person, nothing will happen. I will prove to you from scripture. Okay, okay. Elisha and Gehazi. The man gave him his rod. He knows what he's carrying. This is the rod he uses to do all the kinds of things he's doing. So he took the rod and gave Gehazi and told him, go, just take it. Jump on that young man. Guy. I feel a garment from heaven now. He said, drop it. And the young man took it and went and dropped. Nothing happened. Went and dropped. Nothing happened. The same thing Elisha is using to do wonders. Another young man took it. It did not work in his hands. Is it the problem of Elisha, the rod, or the young man? Some people are insulators in the spirit. The same thing that is working for everybody, they bring it to them. It is not working in their hands. We are teaching and we are telling somebody, like, I'm not supposed to say this, but this young lady went for evangelism 2 weeks ago. And they said that a small boy that is deaf from birth. He said what she did was just remember how I used to do it. Put hands on the deaf ears and commanded it to open. It opened. The mother, everybody was shouting. What did she do? She said how she saw me do it. Huh? That means she's Elisha. She's not Gehazi. All she did was to touch me. Just like she saw it. That is why anytime Jesus did signs, according to the book of John chapter 20, the Bible said that all these signs, John chapter 20 verse 30, the Bible said all these signs did Jesus in the presence of his disciples. So it will mean, as I've said, that there are many reasons that those signs are done, and the fundamental in it is not, Jesus doesn't do miracles just to help people. His reason is so that his disciples will see it, because he knows that there is a limit to which he can be able to execute that assignment as one man walking upon the face of the earth. Many men need to carry, they need to carry the weight. They need to carry the spirit of dominion. When you appear, demons beg, demons beg, demons cry out. It's not you stay in one demon, you are casting demon, you are tired, you become hungry, you are casting one demon. So as I said, some things conduct more virtue. Huh? Things like clothes, they conduct virtue. Things like oil, they conduct virtue. Things like water, they conduct virtue. There are other things that don't conduct, or they conduct less. I heard about a man of God from, I think, Uyo, many years ago. The man prayed and he was tired of ministering to people. So he went to a pillar in the church like this, laid hands on it, and said, I release my grace on it. Pillar, and went and sat down. Every man that touched the pillar came under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Pillar, what is in a pillar? What is in a pillar? These are the things Satan doesn't want you to know. Doesn't want you to know. Do you know the reason why we do warfare? Have you not noticed? Do you know the kind of realm that we tread? Dangerous realm. Many people have gone there, they didn't come back with their life. They lost their ministry. They lost their health. They lost. If you go to the kind of why go to, one thing in your life must suffer. At least one. If they try you, they are not getting you, they try. But we go and come back, no smoke. The reason is because of what we know. We know so much about defense more than attack. We know the work of the blood. We know the name. And then we know that they are friends sent with us. Was it not Elijah? Elijah was the one that said, watch. Elijah said that they that are with us are greater than they that are with them. Meanwhile, Elijah is alone standing on that mountain. So there are they that are with us. Meanwhile, the Bible also said that there is he that is in you. So there are two dimensions. One, he that is what? In you. But it's not enough. There is another one. They that are what? With us. The two of them join together. They that are with us. I finished Bedpans. I was going one day. I was going, you know, to find bike to go. And then one young lady that finished selling ran to me and said, pray for me. And said she must pay my bike money. I said, how? What was the problem? I said, do you know me? I almost thought that she came from here. I said, do you know me? She said she doesn't know me. I said, how? Why are you trying? He said, pray for me. I said, how? How do you know me? Why? She said she knows me. She knows me. I said, where did you know me? She said she just knows me. It's not first time, or it's many times. You have heard my story. I went to Otoke for a crusade. I went for the crusade. When the crusade reached some point, of course, when marine spirits begin to function, one of the things they do is that they begin to manipulate their appliances. Yes. If a witch, marine spirit, is around, you begin to look for. If he can't touch you, he will leave it. But if he can't touch you, you begin to manipulate things around. So you will know how to take dominion over the territory. So some of us, when we appear, if you climb and you know you have climbed high in the spirit, you say, I take charge of this territory and I disarm every spirit. You disarm them. Some of them that are peeping spirits will be blind. Some of them that are sent, they will lose connection with their headquarters. And you know, the way demons work is that they have to stay in touch with their headquarters. So the first thing that happens when you come in this kind of environment is that those demons, they lose touch. Those agents lose touch. So they cannot call for support. By the time they are leaving, even the demons, they cannot help them again. So when I told them, shout fire, they shouted fire everywhere. Demons began to, because Bayelsa is water spirit everywhere. Then when I wanted to cast the devil from one lady, she just rose up like this and said, we know you. I said, how? How did you know me? He said, we know you. We have been waiting for you. It's only you that don't know yourself. They know you. If you have done business enough, they know you. And that's the first time I'm going that far in ministry. And they said they know me and that they are waiting for me. There is these people, they connect. That's why when you travel home, you cannot, as a human being, you are trying to make the connection between the prayer you prayed and what you are seeing in your office and what people are doing to you at home. It's only you that doesn't know. As soon as you are making those warfares and prayers, there is connection, there is information. So you can never assume as a believer that there is a part of your life that is different. Every part of your life is inclusive in this warfare. So you can finish a level of warfare and then you go home. The two of you will not have problem. That is the only way Satan can enter. And if you are not intelligent in it, you give yourself to that kind of thing. And then you nullify, because that's the only way Satan can make you weak. You nullify the impact of what he did. I will stand for God in our land. Fight the enemy on faith, battleground. Leave the banner of Christ high, bringing glory to our King. I will stand.
for God in honor. I will stand for God in our land. Fight the enemy on faith, battle ground. Leave the banner of Christ high, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in our land. I will stand for God in our land. Fight the enemy on faith, battleground. Lift the banner of Christ high, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in our land.
Let's sing one time.
I will stand for God in our land. Fight the enemy on faith, battleground. Lift the banner of Christ high, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in our land.
In Jesus' name. Acts chapter 8. There are many things I would have loved to show you, but that is not really my target today. My the end point of what I want to do, so that we will pray. We need to pray. There is a demand in the spirit. I'm actually looking at verse.
Maybe let's start from.
Let's start from verse 7. Okay, we'll start from verse 5. But before then, you have to be educated in the structure of the realm of the spirit. You see, Satan thrives in ignorance. He tries what? In ignorance. He doesn't want you to know. Because if you know, the result is already half gotten. You are already halfway to getting the result. Majority of the things that Satan is doing, the affliction and his work, his maneuver, manipulation, is hanging on the fact that you don't know. Either you don't know what is happening, or you don't know how it's happening, or you don't know how to deal with it, or you don't know who. So I think one of the things we need to understand in this period, in this season, is that just like we have structure in the kingdom of God, there is demonic powers have structure too. I might not have time to go through all of them, but according to the book of Ephesians, as we have read, I think 2 days ago, we found out that there are 4 levels. Is it not true? 1 is principalities. 2nd one is what? Powers. The 3rd one is what? Rulers. Then the 4th one is what? There are other terminologies that is used to represent that in different instances. For example, there are places you will come, they will call some of them thrones. In some places, they will call it dominion. I don't want to go too deep, but some of those fallen beings, some of them have thrones. They are not normal. Have you read the book of Ezekiel? When the scripture was giving us a testimony about Lucifer, what did he say? He said, I will exalt what? My throne. Say after me, I will exalt what? That means he has what? I didn't hear you. That means he has what? So he has a throne that can be exalted. So actually, when, just as you said, when you appear in the realm of the spirit, There are two ways that you can be identified. Your person can be identified. Your authority can be identified too. So you can be identified by your person, or you can be identified by what? Your authority. So those thrones, principalities, powers are not identification of persons. They are identification of authority, the power that these beings have in the realm of the spirit. But these are levels. But there are beyond levels, there are arms. Let me explain what I mean. When you come in the armed forces, you have navy. Are you with me? Is it not true? Then after navy, what do you have? Air force. Which one is your father? Army. Those ones are on the ground. So you have army, you have navy, you have air force. The three of them, right? Just the three of them. The three arms of service. Should I tell you? The demonic realm also has three arms. So I will use scripture to prove, because me, I'm not just interested in just telling you that it is littered in the scripture. It's just that you might read it and you will not see it. And I'm not just saying in the Old Testament, both in the Old and in the New. Like this one now, as you will see. Go back. Show me Acts chapter 8 from verse 4. So the first arm of demonic powers is what we call witchcraft. Say after me, witchcraft. The second arm is what we call sorcery. How do you plan to remember this thing I'm saying? You can leave this meeting and be praying that God should help you. Meanwhile, the help is already taught. It's just for you to apply the knowledge. There is a note that phones have. A note. You can be writing your own there. So that I will not repeat. Now watch. So the first one is what? The second one is what? The third one is divination. Divine. Definition. Divine. So all of these things I'm mentioning, all of them were manifested in the apostolic church. The apostolic church saw the manifestation of these arms. Like if you read here, you will see it immediately. And there are three clear cut instances in the book of the Acts of the Apostles to attest to this. But I will just deal with witchcraft. There is a reason why I will just deal with witchcraft and then I will go. Now, but this is how it is. Number one is what? Witchcraft is the power arm of demonic powers. What did I say? Say after me, power arm. Power. Power arm. The second one, what's the second one? Sorcery is the wisdom arm. I will show you quickly what these three things mean. Wisdom. The wisdom arm. The wisdom talks about how do we, the strategic dimension of the execution. Planning, strategy, execution. I was listening to something online the other day about military formations, and the man that was speaking said that there are three possible dimensions in military execution. He said that there is one that is policy formation, then there is one that is strategy, then there is one that is kinetics. Witchcraft is like kinetics. Kinetics talks about when they are finished saying what to do it now. The action of doing it is what we mean by the power arm. Are you hearing me? Now,
What I'm teaching you is the kind of thing that if you teach it, this is the kind of thing Satan doesn't want to be taught. Because even as I'm teaching it, Satan is feeling exposed. If somebody is discussing what you discuss in bedroom, won't you feel exposed? Some of you should not know it so that you suffer more. That's what Satan wants. But I say his reign is over in the name of Jesus. In your life is over in the name of Jesus. In your family is over in the name of Jesus. In your ministry is over. How can a man of God meet you and say he's praying and fasting and laboring 10 years instead of going up, he's going down? How? People are willing to labor. Their own is, if I labor, let it move forward. Let it be working. It's not as if we're afraid of labor. Let it be working. But witchcraft will not allow it. There is one we prayed and saw a vision that the young ladies gather. They seem as if they are young, but they are a group of witches. They gather together, and what they presented, I will still show you, because the power of witchcraft is generated by subverting the laws of God. But I'm still getting there. Now, what they said is that we are using our womb. Are you with me? They use their womb to the third generation and before to make the vow that instead of this thing not to happen, they will lose their womb. They will not have children, nobody to represent them in 4G. They are willing to have their result instead of this thing not to happen. I can show you from the Bible, even though you have been reading it, some people stood and they said they are fasting. And their desire in this fasting is that they will not stop until they have what? The head of pot. What do you call that one? That thing is witchcraft. That thing is what? Witchcraft. And they used their blood as a power in the spirit. Their desire is to subvert the laws of God in the spirit, and by so doing generate an advantage. Because when you subvert a law that God has ordained in the spirit, there will be a vacuum, and they will take advantage of that vacuum and bring an advantage in this realm. I don't want to go far. You see, you know, people say immorality is the same. All immorality is not the same. God is always angry with homosexuality. I know God is, you know, fornication and all that, man to man, no, man to woman and woman to man is sin and it will lead you to hell. But when it is man to man, it is beyond leading you to hell. You are subverting an order that God sets. Let me tell you why. In heaven, God is not obsessed with things. He's obsessed with order. He takes order, orderliness, to keep the things that he has. For a purpose that is in the heart of God to be achieved, there needs to be set an order. So when God wants to set things in order, he uses laws to set them in order. And then he steps out, and the thing begins to function on its own. And what is powering it from day to day is the laws that has been encoded in it. Are you getting the point? This is how witchcraft generates its power. If we go to that law, some of them are not really the laws of the Bible. They are universal laws. What I mean by universal laws is that it is the scripture that says that the rain falls for the evil man and falls for what? That means that it is a law and it's irrespective of the righteous. You are not getting where I'm going. I'm telling you that there are laws Satan can manipulate. Such laws are the laws that does not respect the fact that you are righteous or not. It works. Are you getting the point? So if he can find a way to subvert that kind of law that has influence on the righteous and unrighteous at par, then he will bring undue advantage even on the righteous. So that is why when Satan wants to attack you through witchcraft, he will stand on a plane that is universal and begin to subvert the universal laws of God. So when the Bible stated the Ten Commandments, those Ten Commandments are not just commandments. They are foundations upon which God built his laws. Thou shalt not kill. The witches will come and kill and drink blood. That thing alone have created a vacuum in the realm of the spirit. So they take advantage of that vacuum and bring an advantage in the natural. That is the power of witchcraft. Huh? I don't have time, I will show you. That is what the sons, the fallen angels, began to teach the children of men. Huh? And there are certain books, I don't want you to go there, but the Bible mentioned a few of them. It is not in the canons of the scripture, but the Bible mentioned a few of them. For example, it was Jude that was saying that the Lord came down with the 10,000 of his saints. Where is he written? If you check, he's talking about Enoch. And there is the book of Jasher and a few of those books that are not in the canon, but they are scripturally compliant. Now, don't go there. But according to what is in our Bible, Genesis chapter 6, you will find out that the Bible began to talk about men of old, men of renown. They are giants in the world. The Bible said men like Nimrod arose and began to build a city. They said the young man married his mother. That is a subverting of a law of God, and by so doing he generated an advantage in the spirit. That is the basis of witchcraft powers. There must be a law that witchcraft is subverting to generate its power. If you are intelligent in the spirit, if you want to demystify the oppression of witchcraft, one of the things, insight. Now, remember that there are three dimensions of demonic supernatural. There is another one that is the wisdom arm, which is sorcery. All these things are actually what Satan mirrored from God. He is not an originator. So if you want to engage Satan and demystify him, the first thing to deploy is not power. The first thing to deploy is wisdom. It is by wisdom you understand the mystery with which this thing is encoded. For everything, if they do charm, send an arrow, do something, there is a wisdom behind it. That is why when some people rise and come and say that some of the prayer that MFM pray, that is no. For sometimes for you to make those prayer, there are some things they saw in the spirit that gave them wisdom to begin to make that kind of prayer. The challenge many times is that if you don't trace it to the Bible, very soon you will enter into error. So if you want to make such prayers, when you were able to download such wisdom, ask God, if you are the one that gave me this wisdom to engage like this, give me a scripture to support it. Are you blessed? Should I stop? I have a burden. I want to demystify Satan. His power is in that thing he thinks he knows. But there is a wisdom behind him, beyond his wisdom. You know what the Bible said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2? He said that the princes of this world, in their wisdom, if they actually know something, they wouldn't have killed the Lord of glory. Because it's just like they set trap for them. Just like is the case with many of you. You know, there are many people that will never realize their calling until Satan start afflicting them. I hope you know. In an attempt to be free from all the affliction of Satan, they started praying in the night. They don't like night vigil. There are some of you here, you don't like night vigil. You don't like fasting, you don't like prayer. But ogutu too much. Hey. So in your attempt to save yourself, you don't want to serve God though. You now save yourself. Save. And then somebody come and tell you that he has similar issue. Follow me. You now tell the person, do like this, a walk. Because of your suffering, you sought God. And God revealed himself to you and showed you a path. According to the man called David, he said, anything I learn, I teach people. The reason he told God, do this thing for me. The reason why you need to do it for me is not about me. That the day I learn, a generation will be taught your ways. Once God realizes that your heart is set on that, there is nothing he will not show you as you begin to seek him. Amen. So let's get back a little. Number one, we said that the number one arm is what? And witchcraft is the what arm? Good. The second arm is what? And sorcery is what arm? The third one is divination. And divination is knowledge arm. Knowledge arm. Say after me, knowledge. Knowledge. Have you seen these children that they give birth to? Huh? And they say it's Obanje. How many of you have heard of Obanje before? What is Obanje? What is it? It is elderly spirits trying to remodify themselves. Some of them will appear and begin to tell you what your great grandfather doesn't know. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The information they have is too much. It is not natural information. Huh? Everything is built by information. Let me tell you. If Satan wants to institutionalize his oppression in a land, in your village, first of all, there has to be a diviner. There is no village that their culture is gotten from darkness that doesn't have a diviner. It will take a diviner to enter into the archives of that spirit and source information. It is that information that is sourced from that place that they will begin to teach subsequent generations. By the time you rise, they will say, this is how they do it in our village. Who started it? Who brought it? As they are telling you, this is how they are doing it. Who said so? Are you getting my information? They said, this is how they are doing it. That means information is sourced. Guess what? Obedience or negligence to that information, many times, if the author is still potent, has consequences. Are you getting the point? That means information was sourced from somewhere. So that's the knowledge arm. Let's come back. My target is not this. There are scriptural examples. For example, divination. How many of you have heard of the woman, the young lady that is taken with the spirit of Python? Huh? Python spirit. That Python, that word there is divination. It has the capacity to find unusual information. Actually, 70% of the people, many people call prophets now, are actually functioning with the spirit of divination. The spirit of divination. Huh? The spirit of divination. I have been in certain meetings. If I enter such meeting, don't, well, should I say it? You can come there and shut down that spirit. So the person will come and be struggling to manifest what that thing is, he called his gift or a prophet. Huh? He can look at you and not see one thing. One. Chichi, he will not see. Well, some of us, they already know, so they will not try it. But if you have it, bring your hand and you shake me. That means your own will stop working. We block the pipe instantly by shaking our hands. I hope you know that this is not a normal hand. It's not normal. So those spirits, some of them, they will come like people like God's love. That's how they messed up your life. And everybody that submitted to that spirit. Part of the reason I'm teaching this thing is to, I've been telling you about marine and all those things. Part of the reason I'm teaching you this thing is so that I'll be able to, I've been saying things, but I've not been able to use scripture and teach you. I said it day before yesterday or yesterday, I've forgotten. 70% of the problem people are passing through is traced to marine spirits. The spirits of the water. I'm not saying there are problems, territories are suffering. Lands, Nigeria. But if it's individual problem like this, it is traced to marine spirits. That's where they generate day-to-day power. Day-to-day affliction. Demons. That's where you can generate droves of demons. And they will come. And it's even increasing day to day. Movies are full of marine spirits. Music is full of marine spirits. Lust, fornication, immorality everywhere. The worst of the seven spirits of immorality is the spirit of perversion. And is increasing day to day. Day to day is increasing.
Huh?
The way it's going now, a day will come, parents will be happy when they see they have a young man. If they see the young man and a lady going out, they will be happy. At least this young man is still going out with a lady. A day will come, the fear of people is when they see two ladies. You know, before, if you see two ladies, you say, ah, there is no problem. This one, if you see two ladies now, if they hold hands too much, go and separate it. There is fire on the mountain. You don't know what I'm telling you. Some of you are protected. You are shielded from the carnage that is raging in the world. Some of them will be saying, my bestie. See, lady and lady, there is off. Carry them for deliverance. Because 90% of the time, they are already lesbians. And my problem, see, some of you underestimate what I'm saying. That spirit of that lesbian spirit is a hard spirit, it's a stubborn spirit. So you come in the morning and meet the good one. And there are some families don't know that their daughters are terrible. The only person they are meeting is the good one. There is the one that is in school. A totally different enigma. When you see the one at home, he can wash clothes, iron, do all kinds of chores. The one in school is a rascal. And it's not because of bad, it's not, I'm not saying bad attitude or bad character. I'm saying a personality. What psychologists call schizophrenia is not schizophrenia. That thing is a devil, one of the most powerful. And there are guys like that. They are living, they don't know they are two. One day we were in a fire deliverance session, and when we pray till 3 a.m., it has happened many times. Suddenly, a guy that is sitting like this, a man walked out of him. A man that is his size walked out of him. But he's a human being and he's carrying the man. They are eating together. They are going to toilet together. They are going to walk together. They are coming out together. Many people you see are not one person. There are three people in one. Huh? I'm not saying this thing to scare you. I just want to open your eyes. Huh? Sometimes people come and say they want to marry. They want to marry. And we tell them, pray, pray. Part of the reason we are telling you to pray is not just to find out whether he's the right person. It's also to find out whether you are marrying the daughter of devil or you are marrying the son of Satan. Some people are not normal. They are not normal. And some of them know, some of them don't know that they are not normal. Their appetite is strange. Eh? Their desire is strange. What is going on within them is strange. The things they are seeing is strange. The only thing still keeping them is just small discipline. They can wake up one day and kill, and there is no remorse. They are not normal. Some of them will kill and start crying. They won't believe that they are the one that did it. There is another personality in them that will kill. So when you see them, you say he's innocent. He's accident. He's not innocent. The beast rose. At the name of Jesus. Knee bows. I come as a functionary of the kingdom, a wielder of authority from Zion, a carrier of mandate that is eternal. I come. Hey. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute now. Something is about to happen. Charge yourself. Charge yourself. Don't be left behind. Charge yourself. Touch yourself. Touch yourself. Touch yourself. Cannot help myself. No, it's a demon. There is nothing like I cannot help myself. You are living with a personality in you. There is nothing like I can't help myself. I don't know when I did it. A demon is there. A spirit. It must come out. You must be free. Your daughter must be free. Your husband must be free. Today he is a sweet husband. Tomorrow he is beating you. Something is wrong. Today he is a sweet wife. Tomorrow she's something else. And he said, my friend, you need to realize that he said I'm messing you up.
In Jesus' mighty name, listen. One more thing and then we pray. Verse 4. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord, if you are there, say amen.
Amen.
And the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Listen, for unclean spirits crying with loud voice. Every evangelist must know how to cast out devils. All kinds of devils. You must be a master in demon casting. Every evangelist. It's not everybody that is sick, but almost everybody you see is under one demonic oppression or not. One curse. One spell. There is something I did not tell you in this. Okay, maybe let me use this scripture and show you. See, witchcraft powers, they administer their oppression by curses and spells. By curses and spells. So it's either they cast a spell or they send a curse. That's how they do it. You must know this so that you will be able to understand why God gave us the weapons that he gave us. The weapon of the blood. You don't just be using the blood. You will realize that it is supposed to nullify curses. It is supposed to nullify curses. For unclean spirits crying out with loud voice came out of many that we are possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that we are lame, we are what? Healed. Next verse. And there was great joy in that city. Now, this is where I'm starting. But there was a certain man called what? Simon, which before time in the same city used what?
He is the one in charge. But when Philip came, he brought bigger than he had. You know what I want to tell you? There is no territory without a man in charge. There is no territory without a being in charge. No territory is vacant. So when you tell God, give me this place, the first thing that must happen is that somebody has to be displaced for you to enter. Every family has a man in charge. Every office has a man in charge. Every village has a man. Every town, every state, every nation has a man in charge. Yes, there are nations have guardian angels. I mean, sheep nations. There are sheep nations and goat nations. For example, if you read the book of Daniel, when Daniel had an encounter with angel Gabriel, even Gabriel told Daniel that, because Daniel was representing the children of Israel, he said, your prince, Michael, meaning that Michael is a prince of war for many things, but he's also a prince specifically dedicated to the nation of what? Israel. So there is no man that rises to power in Israel or by Israel conquers nation that does not have an encounter with the prince Michael. Are you with me? Just like in Nigeria, if you don't rise until you encounter the prince of Niger, there is a prince, there is a dark prince sitting over this. You don't rise. There are things is not a common thing to say. But before, when my ministry was rising, small rising, we got to a point, we faced a severe war. I have seen that war 3 good times now. How many times? 3 good times. And in the second one, it was your sister that saw the vision. And what they told us is that this is what is limiting every minister that is coming from Eastern Nigeria, so that their head will not be lifted up. I said, what is this? I said, so there is something limiting Eastern ministers. Are you even men? If you know an Eastern minister that is known nationally, tell me. I mean, that has his ministry in the East, not maybe go to Lagos. Even the ones in Lagos, you can count them in your fingers. I'm not telling you something that is not verifiable. I checked, is anointing the problem? No. It's not even character problem. Everybody has character issue. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There is a place we saw. What we saw was like a heavy barricade. When you appear there, the only qualification you need to be thrown back is if they find out that you are an Igbo man, they will throw you back. We took years to prepare for that encounter. What I'm telling you happened 2019. It was after that thing that I preached on the biggest stage. By biggest stage, I mean the highest number of crowd, not maybe about authority, but crowd. 2019 December, more than 10,000 people gathered in Lagos. I preached there. Guess what happened? I encountered that spirit and they put my name in, bounced it. I said, it's a lie, you cannot bounce me. You can't bounce me. I can't prepare. I can't prepare. Instead of me not to end, why am I alive? I will die if it's only to prove a point that there is more given to the Igbo man and Igbo nation. If that's the only thing I prove with my life, I will go. I want to give a generation of young men hope. I want God to use me as a sign. My friend says, sow me as a seed. Sow me and reap the Igbo land. Sow me. Suddenly, that's why you can't get me to stop praying like this. You can't. We grow.
like a drink offering. And the immortals accepted it in heaven. And they said, we can walk with this. That's why when you come here, we conscript you into glory. Because that's the only way to find a path to redemption, the path to liberation, the path to freedom is groanings. The energies of the spirit will be charged and will move beyond the human realm and begin to interact with powers eternal. The Holy Ghost himself will fill our being. Every man, listen, every man that is an evil, it doesn't matter whether you are born. Are you an evil man? But you have changed your name. It's no more sounding evil. Just to hide from these demons, they still identify them. If you like, say your name is Dennis Solomon, they will still find you. They know who is who. Raymond, what was the name you answer? They actually found your sister and bounced her back. I will not tell you my assignment. Let me leave it. But I need to tell you that every territory has a prince governing it. There are one or two, three people I know have broken that barrier, but there are few. We need to bring that gate down. Even if it's business, if you're a businessman, you want to rise nationally as an evil man, somehow you will be crippled. In ministry, somehow you won't go. It's not because they are bad like that. They are extremely good people. I've met them. There are bad ones, but there are more good people than bad. But when you go at every, that demon presents all the ministers as if they are bad. It's a lie. It's a spirit. It's a horn that have sat. And the Bible speaking in the book of Zechariah, said that this is the horn that has refused men from rising in Israel. Nikoma by Kitty. Stavakapaha. By fire, by force. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this thing is so that your prayer will be specific. I don't have any other way to explain it. When you pray that prayer, the answer to that prayer is the answer to seven other prayers. But people that don't understand the shape of the spirit will just take a tributary of a prayer and be praying it and laboring on it, not knowing that if you measure on the main one, the answer to that one is the answer to the rest.
Ebenezer. Ebenezer, your help has come.
Hey. In Jesus' name, listen. You are going to pray. Is it not today? After this thing, forget about your friend, your brother. Buekwensukano. You see, this why I'm smiling. Only me and Satan knows I don't smile in the spirit. What is the benefit of smiling? And Satan, you know, he will be telling Satan, leave it for me now. Satan, why are you troubling my life? In Jesus' name, stop troubling my.
Bye, Satan! He's a defeated foe. He's a thief. I see God giving men garment, and he said it's the garment of authority, the garment of dominion, so that you can enter the realm of the spirit and do business. Hey, help the young man. Help him. Help that sister. Somebody help her. Help this sister. Help this sister. Help her. Topakai kubaya. Nothing will remain. Fire for fire. Fire for fire. Fire for fire. Fire for fire. Somebody, are you ready? Hey, 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 hey.
Yeshua, Hamashiach,
Lion of Judah, Hagun and Shema, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagun and Shema.
Yes, yes.
Yeshua, Hamashiach, Lion of Judah. Yeshua Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagun and Shema. Yeshua Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagun and Shema. Yeshua Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagun and Shema. Yeshua Hamashiach, Lion of Judah. troubles. You are mighty on your throne. Pray forth, pray fountains of the deep. Cry out, Kadosh. You are mighty on your throne. You reign, you ancient Zion's keep. Cry out, Kadosh. You are mighty on your throne. Pray forth, O fountains of the deep. Cry out, Kadosh. You are mighty on your throne. You are mighty on your throne. Pray forth, O fountains of the deep. Cry out, Lord. You are mighty on your throne. You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, Lord. Invisible, you are great, you are great. Immortal, invisible, you are great, you are great. You are great, immortal, invisible, you are great, you are great, immortal, invisible. You are good, you are good, immortal, invisible, you are good, you are good, immortal, invisible. Great man of war, the great deliverer, immortal, invisible, you are great, you are great, immortal, invisible. You are great, you are great, immortal, invisible, you are great, you are great. I prophesy a new season over your life. New possibilities. The angels answer for you now in the name of Jesus. Some of the angels will go to your father's compound, your family, and they will do breaking, covenant breaking there. They will pick up things that has been buried. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yokes are breaking. Curses are breaking. Spells are breaking. Casts are breaking. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Every chain, every yoke, every cross, every spell, every limitation, every war, every attack, every oppression, every affliction, every yoke.
Break every chain, 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 break every chain.
There is power in
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Whether they are 20 years, 50 years, 30 years, fall in the water, fall in the air, went back to the sea, to India, to north, the consolations, marabouts, riches, wizards.
Break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
In Jesus.